My name is Terilyn Minifield. I am Pastor Freddie's wife, his other half. And it is just a privilege to be here with you today and be able to share the Word of God. You know, most importantly, what I want you to know about me is that I'm a child of God. And not only am I a child of God, I am a vessel that's choosing to be used by God. And I'm just honored to be here and be able to speak. And I believe the things that we're going to talk about today are going to leave an impression on your heart. An impression on your heart for you to not only just receive the word, but to receive the word for you and instructions about what you need to do next in your life as you walk with the Lord. So before I get deep into it, let's go ahead and let's pray. That's fine. Let's go ahead and pray. And let's just set our hearts on focus of what Jesus wants to do and Holy Spirit, all of what he wants to do. Before I pray, let me just welcome everybody watching online. Little word for those of you that are watching online, you know, as you begin to listen and hear, feel that you need to share, then you share. You know, we have an awesome opportunity right now with social media to be able to, if you hear something and you receive it for yourself and you think of someone else, you can share that. So always feel free to share anything that's going on. And I believe today is one of those days that we will be sharing. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in your house, Lord, whether it's here or it's online. We thank you that we are vessels that are choosing to be in a place to be able to hear directly from you. Father, I decrease in order so that you can increase. Father, I thank you that the words that I speak, Lord God, are an extension of your spirit. I have studied, I have gone before you, and I have received the impartation of what you'd like for me to deliver today. So, Father, we're in agreement that you show up and you show out and you do all of what you want to do. Holy Spirit, I yield and I allow myself to be used as a vessel called of God. I'm grateful to be your child and grateful that these words will open the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So there's so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in every facet, whether we're working, going to school, the environment, the politics, you know, the quarantine, the virus. There's so much that's going on. And so before we get into what I want to share today, what I feel led to share today, I wanted to just kind of review a little bit of what Pastor Freddie has shared with us last week. We are definitely in a series called Born Identity. And it's actually awesome just to hear the different facets of understanding who we are and how we are and how God created us and identifying with the parts of what Pastor Freddie has mentioned, so that we can continue to develop our relationship with God. So last week, if you have your notes or if you have the notes online, let us know. We'll get them to you. Last week, Pastor Freddie talked about the spirit, the soul, and the body. So he talked about God only sees us how he created us, which is extremely important for us to remember. He talked about the reason that we're doing the Born Identity series is to get to the place where we have a lasting understanding of who we are in God and for us to locate ourselves. And I'll say that again, to locate ourselves, because that is a pivotal point. To locate where we are in God, because once you locate where you are, you can actually see where you're going. You know, we all use the GPS right now. I love my GPS. It tells you where you're going, and sometimes it takes you all the way to different places, and you're like, you know, you could have been a straight line that I got to. But I concentrate and I listen to what it's telling me, so I know where I need to go in order to get to the destination that I finally wanted to get to, that I plugged in. So us locating ourselves tells us where we are on that GPS so that we can get to where it is that we want to go, rather where God would have us to go. And then for us to stay attached to the resurrection of Jesus, you know, I don't say that lightly, you know, to stay attached to what Jesus did for us. Because, you know, we can definitely stay attached to what Adam did to us with the fall of man, but if we don't stay attached to what Jesus did for us, then we lose all the power that's in the resurrection of where Jesus is seated, and we are seated in the right seat, right there next to the Father with him. Because when you go back to what God created inside of us, when he looks at us, he sees Jesus. It's amazing if you really take the time just to chew on that for a minute. When God looks at us, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see everything that we've committed. He doesn't see all the faults that we think we have. He sees his creation, and he sees what his son did for us, and that's how he looks at us. We will always be more righteous than we are right. That's how God sees us. It's amazing. And that's where we want to stay. So I love that when we were talking about, you know, the spirit, soul, and body, you know, understanding that we are a tripart being. And when you get the understanding of you being a tripart being, it allows you to have the objectivity to stand back and look and see what's operating in your life. You know, what is it that you're paying attention to? Are you paying to the spirit of God inside of you? Are you paying attention to your feelings and how you think about a situation? Or are you listening to your body and not getting off the couch? You know, you're a tripart being. You're a tripart being. We are all tripart beings. Whether you choose to be a believer or not, you're still a tripart being. You need to understand and know what's in control. And there's a reason why it says spirit, soul, and body. So let's explore a little bit about that. So what I want to talk about today and what the Lord had given me, I think maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, because, you know, just to step back for a second, we have a schedule about the teaching that goes on here at Word Life. You know, our lives are getting busier. There are things that are going on. And this was my scheduled time to minister. And so what God had given me is that it was well with my soul. And, you know, I thought, oh, wow, it's an extension of what God wants to do with the spirit, soul, and body. And so, you know, I'm just going to go with it because, you know, in our due diligence, we're going to study, we're going to read, we're going to pray, we're going to allow God to speak to us how he wants to in order to get what he wants to go across. So today we're going to talk about it being well with your soul. And me, because I'm really kind of more of a teacher, I want to just kind of go back and kind of define some things so that we are all talking about the same thing. Because it doesn't really matter if you have a class of students or a class of believers or a class of people that are hungry for more if we don't have the same foundation and believing the right thing to go to in the right place. Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's talk a little bit about the spirit, soul, and the body. So the spirit. We are spirit beings. We have a mind, and we are housed in a body. So spirit, again, being number one, as you're born, you're into this earth, and you come into an understanding of what God has done for you, you also come into an understanding of what's available for you with the relationship with Jesus Christ. What that means is that you've established a relationship with Jesus. Jesus has always been there. God has always been there. But when you establish a relationship with Jesus Christ, that means you actually believe that God exists, you believe that he sent his son to die for us, and you believe that you want to have a relationship with the one that created you. Now, the relationship part is the fun part, because once you understand those things and you believe those things, and you ask Jesus to become a part of your heart, a part of your life, the relationship starts where you can actually start growing in your fellowship with God. See, that's why we were created. We weren't created to look cute. We weren't created to create cute kids. We weren't created to have pretty houses. We were created to fellowship with God. And so in the spirit part, when you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, when you ask him to be your Savior, because, you know, the assurance that we have is that once we ask Jesus in our heart, that we exchange our thoughts, our opinions, and our future, we exchange that with the hope of eternal presence with him. So we don't just stay here on this earth. We know as believers, those that have accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, that one day we will leave, our spirit will leave this body, and it will go into heaven where Jesus resides. So that's what we believe. So as we believe that, there's an opportunity for us not only to just be saved and know where we're going when we leave this earth, there's an opportunity for us to grow in a relationship with him right here and right now, to learn more about him. And I know a lot of people, I was actually even talking to a young lady this past week. She was talking about, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I want to have a relationship with Jesus. And I said, you know, that's perfectly fine. If you're ready or you're not ready, it's still available for you. But it's also life and death is what you're choosing between. And we as believers, we choose life. So you get to have a relationship with Jesus. Let me tell you that. You get to have a relationship where you can fellowship by praying. You can read and understand what the Word of God is saying. And you get to be amongst other believers that believe with you in order to develop the spirit man inside of you in order so that you have more of understanding of what God has done with you and wants to do for you here on this earth before we return to him in heaven. That's your spirit. Now there's an opportunity for you to get filled up even more with your spirit when you ask the Holy Spirit to impart into you the gift of being able to pray in tongues, your heavenly language that God actually designed for you, specifically just for you to have. It gives you a depth into your relationship that you can pray out the things that you can't articulate in words here on earth. So that's even more of the filling of your spirit. So we got it. That's what your spirit is. There's not going to be any more of your spirit that you're going to get as you continue to walk this relationship out with Jesus. He's not going to add more seasoning to what it is that you do. You're not going to be brighter and shiner. You know, there's nothing else that's going to happen. Once you've got that spirit taken care of, when you exchange your wants, your thoughts, your needs, and your desires into a platform that you can grow in a relationship with Jesus, that just is all that you need. So that's the spirit. And let's just go to scripture really quick so I can just make sure you have the proof text of that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I have the NIV version. Any version works. It's whatever version ministers to your heart. So let's take a look at that. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing because when we talk about the old things that are passed away, we're talking about all that stuff that you had go on before you came into the understanding of the relationship with Jesus. So that means any crime that you committed, it's like your record has been erased as far as the spirit realm. I don't know about the natural, but as far as the spirit realm, you know, you are a new creature in Christ, and that you can continue to grow and develop in your relationship. It's like you have a clean slate. And you never have to separate from God. Once you make that exchange and your spirit becomes all that it needs to, God says in his word that he will never leave you or forsake you. More times than not, people leave God, and God stays where they left him. It's kind of like, let me just use a quick little analogy. It's kind of like Kool-Aid. You know, you got your water, and then you got a packet of Kool-Aid. When you put the packet of Kool-Aid into the water, I know this is some people don't drink Kool-Aid. I understand. I don't either anymore. You put the Kool-Aid in there, and you mix it up, and it becomes whatever color Kool-Aid you have. Red Kool-Aid, purple Kool-Aid, all that kind of Kool-Aid. You can't separate the Kool-Aid anymore from the water. It's become a new thing. You've become a new thing when you become a new creature in Christ. So the only way for you to actually get away from God is for you to leave him because he never leaves you. It's important that we understand that as we're going on, okay? So, then we have a soul. And the soul is the part that we're really going to concentrate on today. The soul is your mind, your will, your imaginations, your emotions, and your intellect. The thing that I want to make sure you understand about your soul is ever-changing and ever-growing based on what you feed it. It's ever-changing and ever-growing. Your spirit is complete, but your soul is ever-changing and ever-growing based on what you feed it. So the more Word of God that you feed your soul, the more it's going to be transitioned, transformed, developed into what your spirit is that allows you and in your body to act out whatever the Word will have you do here on this earth. It's just important that we get a foundation because when you understand that you're a tripart being and you've got something settled in your heart and in your life, it allows God to do what only He can do. But it's amazing because it also allows you to do what you believe you can do. And it's awesome. Then you have your body. Your body is your physical vessel that you control from your mind and can be an extension of your spirit. Let's go really quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Your body, we all have one. And it's amazing when you look at the different bodies, you see how much that body has emphasis on what goes on in that person. And you know what I'm saying. You see, you can actually a lot of times look at someone's body and see where they are or where they're not in their walk here on this earth. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God and who are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So remember, God is our creator. So all of what we have belongs to Him. It's just what we do with it to give it back to Him is where all the power comes from. Because you'll see people, like my husband, that take care of their body as far as conditioning, you know, and you'll see people like me that are walking in the learning of what that means because of more education, the more I feed my soul, the more I know what to do next in order to have what God would have me as He designed me. Good, we're all good? All right, so we talked about the spirit, the soul, and the body. So now what I want to talk about is understanding that not only is it well with your soul, it becomes powerful in your soul when you allow yourself to tap into the supernatural. So let's talk about the supernatural. Now, we've all seen it. We're believers, and you've seen people talk about supernatural impartation, supernatural this, and supernatural that. And we've heard it, and we're usually excited when you hear that, because when somebody says something supernatural, that means it's out of the natural. They're super on the natural thing that's going on. So that usually means that there's an add-on of God in that particular situation, circumstance, or whatever that we get excited about because we as believers are hungry for more of what God has for us. Amen? Amen. So the definition of supernatural is a manifestation or event considered of supernatural origin. Now that's a book dictionary. So in Terrellyn's understanding, it means everything that comes from God, that is God's, that God allowed us to have, that God said we have because He sees us as Jesus, is what supernatural is. All of it. All of it. There's no nothing that's not added in the supernatural. Now, one thing about the supernatural, because I want you guys to stay with me, one thing about the supernatural is that the supernatural and the soul, because remember, the soul is where that mind and that intellect goes, you usually cannot explain supernatural events that happen in our life with our mind, with our emotions, with our intellect. That's why we have the bridge of being able to speak in tongues and have a heavenly language, because that connects the supernatural and the spirit realm to the natural to allow us to function. So a lot of times when people come across believers and they say, I don't need all that, and they see, oh my gosh, that's just too much, and I've been told many times by my own family, you're just doing too much. You know, you're doing all that. It's because supernatural, spiritual things are often not conceived by the mind and the emotions. And that's why we have faith, to just believe that they are. Amen? Everybody with me? Awesome. So when we talk about the supernatural, we are talking about the overflow power of Jesus by revelation. Because, you know, you don't walk in the supernatural unless you believe you can. You don't operate in the supernatural unless you know that it's available to you. And it's available to you based on everything that Jesus did for us. I'm such a teacher. Everything that Jesus did for us, you know, it's what it is. The power, the victory, and life because of who God is in me allows me to be able to operate in the supernatural. So that means little old Terilyn can show up on a scene and be at that scene and have a supernatural experience because of the God that's inside of me. Because I already got my spirit together, I convince and start renewing my soul, and then I allow my body to manifest and apply what supernaturally God is doing with me or for me. Because it's not something I'm trying to understand, it's something I'm trying to operate in because of the faith that I have in God, and more or less the God that's in me. Supernatural is amazing, and it's available to each and every one of us. And it becomes available when we ask Jesus to be in our heart, when we do that spiritual connect, when we take care of the spirit and become a believer, we actually have access to the supernatural. I know, it's a big statement, but we actually do. You see, because remember I said that God sees us as Jesus, and Jesus did supernatural things when he was here, and Jesus told us that we would be able to do more than what he did when he left. It's true. And you know what? God is no respect to person. And when he's no respect to person, what that really means is that he doesn't look at me and say that I can have certain gifts and Pastor Freddie can't. He looks at both of us as his individual creations and gives us the measure of what we're willing to believe for. That's supernatural. And so when Pastor Freddie was breaking down the spirit, the soul, and the body, and I was like, wow, that's just amazing. And then I was looking, I was like, okay, well, I understand, you know, the soul, I understand what I need to do. That makes sense and all this. And so the logical side of Terilyn was putting things together. I already understand. I can't understand, you know, spiritual things with my mind, but I can, you know, understand them with my heart and with my spirit and pray and believe and all of that. It was just amazing. And then, you know, God even gave, when Dr. Jerry Savelle was here, he talked about different ministers that were his mentors. He talked about T.L. Osborne in evangelism. You have to have a supernatural impartation to be able to evangelize to people, to meet them where they are, and give them the understanding of who Jesus is or who Jesus can be in their life. You know, and then he talked about, you know, Kenneth Copeland and the prosperity message. And that's a supernatural thing for you to believe you don't have anything, and then all of a sudden you have more. You know, and then more than enough is even another level, you know. So that's the supernatural activities that are going on there. And then he talked about Brother Kenneth Hagin. And, you know, I've heard his teachings and I've been in a meeting with his and saw the faith that comes out when the man walked in such an extreme power of God and the faith that was available based on his teachings, that even though he's gone to be with the Lord, you can still get the impartation of what's going on there. And that's supernatural. It's good stuff. And then he talked about Oral Roberts and the healing crusade. And if anybody's ever been a part of a healing crusade, or anybody's been a part of any service anywhere where you saw miracles happen, where people were believing and hurting in one save, and for them to be healed by the end of the service and all that, that's supernatural power that's happening there. And so we have examples that have gone before us in order for us to understand that the supernatural is available to us. We already took care of what we need to. If we talk about the spirit, soul, and the body, we already got all of that figured out. And so what's so amazing is that if it's just us deciding that we want to have supernatural power, ability in our lives, well, then let's do it. Let's do it. I declare to you that there are miracles in your life that you don't even know about or that you've taken for granted in your life, that God has put a supernatural something right in front of you, and you haven't even given the proper name to articulate and say, you know, that was a supernatural thing that happened. All the time. Because for some of us, salvation was supernatural. Honestly. So I want to share a supernatural experience that I had, that I was reminded of. You know, I had an opportunity, Pastor and I and Tatiana, we had an opportunity last week to go visit my Texas crew. And that's our son Josiah, Amy, and then our grandson Jackson, who was turning 2 on October the 14th. So great opportunity for us to go and be there. And when we went to go and spend some time with them, you know, there's all kinds of things going on in the world, and we have to be extra careful with traveling because the COVID-19 virus is real, and we just need to take whatever precautions we need to. So we get on the plane, we are having a good time and all of this, and, you know, I've mentioned before my brother Greg, and for those of you that are maybe listening to this first time, I have an elder brother, Greg. He's 8 years older than me, lives in Florida. You know, he's just an amazing brother. And while I was there with our Texas crew, enjoying the family and everything, we had got some word that my brother wasn't doing well. He wasn't doing well. Let me just digress for a second. He wasn't doing well this past week. But 3 years ago, I had gotten a call, and my brother had a heart attack. I flew to Mississippi. I was there for 3 weeks, almost a month. And some of you have heard the story before. And he supernaturally was healed. He was supernaturally delivered. He died 2 times. He coded. And, you know, it was just amazing. He was on a ventilator. He had died. And I flew to Mississippi and was there with them and was praying and saw the power of God do what only God can do. Not in the natural, because it wasn't about what I said or what the doctor said. It was about what God wanted to do. And my brother was completely restored. And he told us that when he came back to himself, that he knew that he was going to be on fire for the Lord. And he told everybody. He told every nurse that came in. The nurses would walk out crying. We'd like, Lord, what did Greg do today? And he was just, he's on fire for God. And he knew at that point that this was his second chance, that he was really not just going to serve God by going to church, not just serve God because you say that you're saved, but he was going to pick up his relationship with God, and he was going to deliver himself into a whole nother level, and he did just that. So this is that same brother that this past week we had gotten word that, you know, he had ailments in his body, and he had actually contracted COVID, and we were just talking about him, and the leadership team here was praying with me that he would be okay, and he was on a ventilator. Well, we got to Texas with the Texas crew on Wednesday, and Jackson's birthday, and we were there celebrating and all that, and I got a call that Wednesday evening saying that my brother wasn't doing so well, even to the extent of my sister, Deborah, his wife, was preparing me to let me know that his time here on earth wasn't going to be very long. So, of course, I'm crying, and Pastor Freddie's there, and we're just all this, but we're enjoying the baby's birthday and all of that. And the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I got a call, and my sister-in-law told me that they were going to, he was going to go home and be with the Lord. So it was devastating to me. Devastating, not because I knew where Greg was going. It was devastating because I was going to be here on earth without him. And it was amazing. It was amazing. So the more time that I've spent since last Thursday just praying and going to God and trying to understand what all this is going on, the more I was able to receive the understanding of the supernatural gift of what happened 3 years ago. And the time that I had from 3 years ago until last week when he left, the miracle that I had of the time with him to watch him supernaturally walk out what God had for him. Now, I mean, I'm tender this morning. If we talk about it too long, I'll start crying and all of that. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the miracle of being able to have him. And, you know, what's so amazing about this process that I'm going through is that I couldn't stop thinking about him, and really haven't stopped thinking about him, and all the conversations that I've had with him, and all the times that he would tell me this and tell me that. It's amazing what comes back to your mind when you are dealing with certain emotions. And he is just my big brother. I've never had an argument with him. You know, he always took care of me. You know, it's just so much that goes on. But I tell you all of this to say that my process is that I was going to go directly to God to get what I needed, because I understood and knew that my will, my emotions, my rationale, my intellect was going to be messed up. It was going to be messed up because my spirit is good, but I needed to have that time to be able to get all of those things in the middle so that I could walk out in the body what I needed to do here on this earth. So I worshiped. I listened to worship songs because I wasn't ready to read the Word of God just yet, because like I said, it's a process. I worshiped, and I started talking to God. And I mean, right after we found the news, our grandson was with us in the hotel. We left him with Tatiana and Pastor Freddie and I. Thank God he was there with me. We started walking the property. I don't even know how long we walked, but we just walked and we prayed and we just fellowshiped and we were just talking, and I just cried and all of that and everything. But God was teaching me through that process of what supernatural love really is. It's amazing. And it's available. It's available. That's the biggest thing that I got out of all of this. You know, there's going to come a time in all of our lives where we are going to depart from this earth. We're going to depart from this earth. We're going to go home to be with the Lord, because we already established that when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know, there's a time that you're going to go home and be with the Lord. But what are you doing right now to make the difference with what time you have here on earth? You know, you are the only Bible that some people will ever read. What are you doing? You know, I mean, there's so much going on. You know, we have an election that's going on that feels more like a reality show most times than it does an actual policy thing. It feels like it's supposed to be entertainment, and it's not entertaining. You know, we have a virus that's killing people, that we need to get people help. And there are people that are hungry and people that are in need, and there's so much calamity that's going on in our world. But we have access to the supernatural. We have access where we can renew our mind right here, right now, and walk out into the world and make a difference by our very presence because of the God that's inside of us. So my process, it's I'm ongoing, you know, I'm tender, you know, and I think it's a wonderful thing, because I'm thinking of all the good things about my brother, and I'm thinking that, you know, my brother has no worries right now. He has no worries, he has no concerns, all that. It's just the adjustment to renew my mind of me being without him here on earth. And so I'm just saying to anybody out there that's listening, you know, there are all kinds of things in this world that mess with your mind, your emotions, and your intellect. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense. But there's a supernatural grace. There's a supernatural love that's available. So as you turn away from what you think, what you feel, and you turn into what you believe, that's where God's going to give you the peace that will bring you back to a level of gratefulness and thankfulness for even the experience of having. I mean, my brother could have gone home 3 years ago, in all sincerity. But I had three more additional years of loving on him and being reminded of God's grace and his goodness and seeing the supernatural power work in our lives. And so I just wanted to share that with you. You know, we have to continue to focus on Jesus and the resurrection power of Jesus. You know, we do not have to be stricken with any kind of illness or sickness. You know, Pastor Freddie always talks about it's trespassing. It absolutely is when we receive and understand what Jesus has done for us. And I will remind you that if you don't know all of the things, all of the different lashes that Jesus took for the 39 diseases that are available in the world, you need to go back and read and get an understanding of that so you can stand on what he did rather than how you feel about what you feel. You absolutely have to know and understand what Jesus did. He was a man that knew no sin, came into this world, knew and understood that he was going to be returning to his Father and went through all of what he went through as he went through miracles here on this earth to perform, to give us an example of what we can do and tell us we can do even more. And we're worried about stuff that we really don't even need to worry about because of all of what he did for us. Jesus is everything. And you know, love is the motivation. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, 17, and I like the Message version. So let's just take a look at that. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God, and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house. God is love. It's just that simple. We can be an extension of his love here when we walk in supernatural power. When we renew our mind in order to understand, it's not about what we think, what we feel, how we can intellectualize something. It's about the faith that we have in the Word of God that continues to shape our soul. And we don't have to have different faith. We can all have the same faith because it's the same Word that continues to go forward. Love is the motivation. How many people in here have children? Just raise your hand. Thank you. I know you raised them online too. So, can you explain how you love your child? Are there words that really can articulate the level and the depth of love that you have for your children? Think about how God feels about us. You can't really explain how you love your child. All you do is love them. I love all kinds of my children. I mean, they are, you know, they're all different. They're all different ways. They're all different things going on with them. I love them, but my love for them is the motivation for me to pray for them, for me to believe for them, not because I'm just their mom, but because I'm a steward over them, and they're God's creation. So some of us as parents really have to stand on the authority of what we know that the Word of God says rather than what we feel about the situation. It's really true. The more that we operate in love, the more we operate in God and what God would have. We love God, and God loves us. And it's a supernatural extension of his love. There's never been a miracle that did not have God's love in it. There's never been a supernatural manifestation that didn't have God's imprint on it. It all comes from him. It's just up to us if we want to be the vessel that accesses it and that believes to have it in order for God to do what God has already done and just wants to use us as his vessel. You know, I was looking at the Word and I was looking at all the different parables, and not too long ago, I had an opportunity to teach our Kingdoms kids here, And we had a Zoom call, and we were talking about the parables, and we were talking about what a parable is, that Jesus used a lot of parables when he was talking and explaining all those things. And, you know, a lot of times we use parables and we talk to the children because it gives us an actual example that they can relate to. And then, you know, we'll use all kinds of analogies to kind of say what their life is and all that, how it applies to their life today. And I love parables. I love the stories that are in the Bible. But I don't believe that it's a book based on what man thought about God. I believe that it's the inspiration of the word that came from God's mouth for him to give us instruction. So I love parables. So if you haven't, go to chapter Mark, look at all the parables. You'll be able to see how God uses it. And I was like, God, why do you use so many parables? Why do you use these stories to teach us? Why not just tell us, just don't go to the store? Why don't you just make it plain to us? You know, why do you use that? And he said, because your life is stories. Your life is full of stories. Your life is full of testimonies that will testify of the goodness of God. So what are the stories are you listening to now? We have the media continue to give us different stories. You know, we have them. It's amazing the story that people have bought into. It's amazing the story that people will go to first to get their news from in order to have that, as if that is a record and a law of what the situation really stands. When we have a word of God that never changes, that's the truth that we can look at and get an understanding of what God said about a situation rather than what the media says about a situation. We have parables in our own life. There are many times that you've said, you know what, God did this for me, and God did that for me, and I'm telling you what God did for me, and he did for my brother. We have witnesses. We have stories. We have things that we can share that empower us to understand and believe the word of God. But it just takes us doing it. It just takes us doing it. You know, we need our soul to understand the next steps. We really do. We really do need to understand what the next steps are. The word of God can shape your soul, and as your soul is shaped, your body will comply as your spirit releases the manifestation of the kingdom of God. The manifestation of the kingdom of God is from heaven. There are so many things that are available to us. And it's just a matter of us pulling them down from heaven to have them here on the earth with us. You know, when Pastor Freddie had talked a while ago, and he was talking about manifestation, and I believe it was in Jerry Garcia was here, we was talking about manifestation, and I don't remember all of it. I will. It's in my notes, though. So he was talking about that. And so, you know, I received what he was saying. I was like, yes, yes, yes. And you know, my prayer was, well, God, show me more. Show me more of you here on this earth in order for me to understand and know what I need to do next. And I would say probably in the past 2 weeks, and I would say the more that I ask, the more that I feel the presence of God. And then God actually kind of defined it a little bit more, you know, because we feel the presence of God when we sing, when we pray, and that kind of thing. He defined a little bit more for me because I've actually been able to see the angel that's assigned to me. Now, I haven't actually seen the actual manifestation, but I can feel the presence of that angel with me. I have been in appointments, and I can see the angel. I can feel the angel sitting in a chair. When we were walking after my brother went home to be with the Lord, I felt the angel on the side of me. I felt the angel lift my arms up when I was in praise and worship. I felt an angel covering my head to ward off the fiery darts that are coming at me. The supernatural is available to us. What are you asking for? What are you asking for? And I know and understand that God is continuing to show me or manifest the supernatural in front of me because there's more for me to do. Because when we're comfortable with the supernatural, we will walk into grocery stores and see who needs to be healed. Produce aisle. When we walk in the supernatural, you're walking in your kid's classroom. Okay, what spirit is with that teacher? All right, and he's sitting next to Johnny and this and that. You operate in a whole nother level of authority. And that's what we're missing now, everybody. We're missing the authority that we walk in. That God said it, this is how it is. We got to settle some things. You either believe or you don't believe. People are playing church. People are playing in life. They're playing this idea of what they think really matters based on their own philosophy that they have in their head from other people telling them from, you know, different religions and all this kind of stuff. You can't play with church. Not if you really want what God has for you. You should be walking in a supernatural power that you know and understand that you make a difference just by your presence. That when you go into a restaurant, these people are blessed because you showed up. When I got on the airplane, I kid you not, I was like, oh, well, nothing's going to happen. Let me just take a nap. Because you need to understand and know I have something to do for the Lord, and he has my body. I will renew my soul. My spirit's already taken care of, but I just want to be in the position, Lord, what do you need for me to do next? How do you want me to do it? It's available to us, but so many of us are sitting back watching our life like it's a reality TV show that's scripted. So many of us are watching and seeing, well, I don't know what I should do, and I don't know what I should do, and I'm just trying to make the right decision and all that, instead of going to the Word of God and seeing what God says about it and praying and believing that the Holy Spirit will direct you. You cannot make a mistake when you're in the Lord. Every spirit-led decision is a decision that God has ordered you to do because that's what God wants you to do. So there's grace for you. And if you don't understand it, that's where your faith leans in. I don't understand why my brother had to go to heaven right now. I don't understand it. But I can believe that he's celebrating and he's healthy and he's whole. Because you know what? There's something about the will that you can't take away from somebody. Maybe Greg was tired. This world right here is not all of it is cracked up to be. It really isn't. And we have to have a spiritual aptitude to know that there's so much more available for us and that this is just a vapor in time. This is the setup for the real game. This is the setup for us to be able to know and understand what we bind and what we lose here that we'll have in heaven. This is the setup that you'll be able to experience these things on earth, to be able to know and understand how God was able to move you and shake you and make you overcome this and overcome that because he was able to use you as the vessel that he created. That's what this time is about. That's what it's about. So I definitely know that, you know, you definitely need to settle some things. You know, I was talking to someone last week, and I was talking about, you know, you just really need to settle some things in your life. You either believe or you don't. You either, you know, you're either going to have faith or you're not. And if you're not at a place that you know, then you need to get to a place where you are. You know, this world is not waiting on you for you to decide that you're going to believe God, that you're going to walk all in him. This world is not waiting on you to decide what feels good to you or what you can rationally think makes sense. But God's waiting on you to be able to use you as a vessel here in this earth to spread the supernatural love that he has for everyone he created. Now, I will admit at times I think that God didn't create everybody. I did. Because there's just some mean, nasty people in the world. I was like, God didn't create them. Those are trolls that came up from hell. He didn't create them. You're not like me. Well, they're not like me, but there's a grace that's there, and I would laugh at myself. But I really, truly understand now that God has created everybody, that he is a love for each one of his children, that there's a specific personality that I have and a specific personality that you have, that he created other people to meet the need of your personality, that he can use you on your workplace, in your school, in your church, in your hospital, wherever it is, God can use you. It just takes you being a willing vessel to access the supernatural. And you know, even though it's your choice to do that, I want you to understand it's not your power. It's not your power. It's God's power in you. You just unleash the power by your being willing to do what he would have you to do. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. And there's so much more obedience that's available for you. That umption, you think, well, I'll say this or I won't do this and all this kind of stuff. We spend so much time in our emotions and our mind thinking about it when we need to spend more time acting on what God said to do and how he said to do it. And I guarantee you, I promise you, the faster you are obedient, the faster that you line up with what God said for you, the easier it gets. It gets easier to serve God. It gets easier to testify about his goodness. It gets easier to minister life to someone that doesn't know him. It gets easier because you get so much in you. You get so much good that's happened to you. You get the grace of knowing that your brother was able to live 3 more years. You get the grace of knowing that God gave you this beautiful little grandson. You get the grace of knowing that you have a husband that loves you like no other. You get the grace of knowing that you have a church that God trusts you to have people come into his church that you will give them the word of God. You get the grace of knowing that you have not only good looking children but great looking children. You get all of that. You know that you are chosen by God for him to use your personality to make a difference in this world, because that's what the world needs. They need a difference. They need the hope and that's what people want in this world. They're not looking for one man to be their answer to their problem, but we know Jesus is the truth of what they need. There's hope, there's despair, there's so much uncertainty that's going on. And you have to be the truth that walks in that room to give them the life that they need. Amen? It's so, so important. So you really, 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 you just have to decide. You have to decide if you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life and not just your Savior. You have to decide that. I mean, some people have just checked the box, I'm going to heaven, check. And then they live like the devil. They really do. And they've checked the box, and God is so merciful that, you know, it's between them and God whether they go to heaven. It's not my concern. But there's so much more available when you allow the Lord to be the Lord of your life. When you just let Jesus be everything there is to you. That you may not understand why things happen, but you know what? You can go back to him as the source to see that it's a Romans 8:28 thing, that all things work together for good for those that are called according to his purpose. Not just the good things, but the things that are not so good, the things that are hard, that we can depend on him in order for him to do all of what he wants to do and more. God is so good. He's so good, but he just gets gooder and gooder the more you jump into it. You know, and you know, I have a few years under my belt now, and I'm learning and I'm watching, and I have these adult children that are walking around, and you know, I get to see the goodness of God when I see my son hold his baby and like we held him. I get to see my girls that if they go through a trial, that they're reaching out to God in order for God to make and shape their next steps. I get to do all of that. I get to go to the Lord and thank him for all of what he's done. I'm not in despair. I'm not in denial. I'm just searching for more of what I can do next for you, Lord, in order for you to do what you want to do here on this earth. Because I understand my time is limited. I'm telling you, it's a vapor. If you don't know it's a vapor, you need to read and understand it's a vapor. This is a vapor in our existence. Your spirit never dies. Whether people go to heaven or hell, your spirit never dies. You exist. You exist. And what people need to understand, the comfort of being on this earth, even though you think it's comfortable and there's a heaven that's available for you, it's only but a certain time. You know, I was listening last night to my brother. My brother used to minister at his church. And one of the things that he said was he was giving a petition for people to come to the altar, and he was telling them, if you were to die tonight, you would want to know, you know, where you're going. And he said, every health crisis that I have, you know, it gets stronger with every encounter that I have with Jesus. And I thought, wow, what a powerful legacy to leave. That when people can watch what he says, they're not only watching what he was doing, but they're living out what he said. But because, you know, Greg said this, this means that, because we see the evidence of that with him being in heaven. You know, God knew everything that was going to happen when we were in Texas. You know, I was praying and believing that, you know, my brother was going to go home to be with the Lord, that he wouldn't leave on my grandson's birthday. I didn't want that to be a day marked by his absence, you know, and God gave me that the next day was the day that he went home to be with the Lord. And I thought, God, you are so amazing that Pastor Freddie was able to be with me. You know, it's just amazing the schedule and the timing that he did, because he's that good of a God. He's so good that he loves us so much. And all he wants us to do is to be a vessel, to be able to be used by him, to spend more time with him. That anything concerns you is not something that's a mystery to him. Anything that concerns you is something that he wants to dive into and help you work the pieces out, because he's going to get a testimony from you that you'll be able to minister life to somebody else that needs it. It's all about him. All about him. You know, it's just a lot. You just really have to decide if you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. You know, allow the word to shape your soul. You know, when you allow the word to shape your soul, it gives you a foundation to start from. That word doesn't just become words on a page. It becomes words that can leap into your spirit to give you the next motion that needs to happen in your life. And you know, there's so much pain that we've all gone through. There's so many things that we can hold on to and allow it to be a stumbling block. And that's what the enemy would really love. He would love us to hold on to these things that, you know, I could definitely hold on. You know, my brother had this one miracle. Why can't he have another miracle? And, you know, I could hold on to that. But you know what? We have to choose to celebrate the God in everything. That it's a supernatural gift for him to be in heaven. It's amazing when you really think about it. Allow your personality to be used to direct the supernatural. There's a specific group of people that God has called you to that only you can minister to. Only you can minister to. It's not an accident that you're a part of Word Life. It's not an accident that you're watching online. It's not an accident that things just happen to happen. There are people that are going to be in heaven that you're probably sitting next to here that I don't know if you like them or not, but you might want to get to like them because they're going to be in heaven with you. There's not going to be categories or sections in heaven. There's not going to be, you can hang out with these people or you don't. I mean, everybody's going to be at Pastor Freddie's house. We already talked about it. I'm going to have an underground tunnel in my house to get to his house, so I will see you there. But I'm just saying, there's going to be all kinds of people. And all of them have the love of God inside of them. There's no reason for us not to get along. Now, I'm not saying allow people to bombard your life and not create boundaries. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But I'm saying don't allow those things that affect you to affect you to the point that it messes up your relationship with receiving from God. That's it. Stop looking at the world. Change it. Change it. Now, like I said, I'm getting to be a particular age. I'm still young, but I'm getting a particular age, and so my perception is different. What I think about is different. I think about my grandchildren right now, what kind of world I want to have for them. I think about the opportunity that I want them to be able to not just be somewhere, but to be a mighty man of God. I have two grandsons. To be a mighty man of God, to be able to stand for what God would have them to stand for them to be able to know that it's about, you know, you treating people right because of what you've been given. It's about them knowing the assurance that no matter what, whether you feel your mom and dad have failed you, that God never left you, and that God, that your parents did the very best they could with what they knew how. All of those things is what I think about and what I pray about. And you know what? My prayers will be answered. Not because I'm cute, not because I'm smart, but because I'm a child of God that's believing God for the supernatural. It's available to you too. Locate yourself and make the adjustment. Like I said, when I first started talking about the GPS, you need to know where you are. If you have a little bit of faith, and you want a lot of faith, get it. If you are overwhelmed by so many things that have gone on, take the time to reach out and do what you need to do to make it right. Do whatever it takes in order for you to locate yourself so you can see where you're going, because when you don't know where you are, you don't know where to go to. God is a good God. He's a sovereign God. He is so, so good. There's so many different details of what we need to know. But the number one thing I want you to remember is that, you know, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing you can ever do. Because God has a love and a passion for you because he created you. God has a love and passion for you because he put all of those little things that you think are not so special, he thinks that they're special. And all he's asking is for a relationship with you, time with you, in order for you to be able to build on what he wants to do, that he can use you here on this earth. It's amazing to have this journey that we have with God. It's amazing for God to continue to do all of what he can do through us. You know, that was one of the questions that my brother Greg asked me. He saw I was younger. As I was younger and I was growing up, he asked me this one question one time, and it was just him and I, and I'll never forget it. And he said, you know, sometimes you act like you don't know. Why do you do that? And I was shocked that he asked me the question, because I didn't think he saw me that way. But I've always been intelligent, and I always have been insightful, and I've always been a child of God, but didn't understand and know that the power that I had, I didn't have to do it. I needed to understand that I could get it from God. And the question that he was asking me was, why do you play down who you are in order to make other people feel okay? It was a question that changed my life because, like I said, I didn't know he saw me. Who sees you? God is so good, and he's so wonderful, and I'm so grateful for an opportunity to be able to come and talk to you today. And, you know, I just want to remind you that, you know, the supernatural is available for all of us. I mean, we as human beings, we have this affinity for things that don't make sense to us. I mean, we watch movies like The Matrix. We like Star Wars, and we like Star Trek, and there's something about the supernatural that cultivates imagination inside of us, and that we're thrilled about and all of that. But I want to let you know that there's a supernatural that's available for you here and now. There's a supernatural that's available on the inside of you, that when you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, when you connected with God and you answered the call to know that you just weren't just going to go to heaven, but you were definitely going to be able to have all of what you should have here on earth. It's about taking the supernatural to a whole nother level. So I don't take it for granted that anybody in here, you know, that we're all believers and we're all just walking amongst this earth. If this is your time, that if you've heard what I said and there was something in your heart that makes you feel as if, you know, I understand that this is just a vapor in which we're living in. And, you know, I want to have that type of relationship where I can believe that it's not about me, but it's about the power of God inside of me that God wants to use. This is your time. This is your opportunity. If you're online, let us know that God wants to do more for you. And you want that. There's something stirring up inside of you. You know, allow God to be able to make that connection with you. That it doesn't have to look any certain way. It's just your heart crying out to him to have more. So in the interest of time, I definitely just have everybody bow their head and close their eyes. And so we'll just repeat this prayer. So those of you online that are watching, repeat this prayer after me, that this is your day, that you know that you're connecting with God on a whole nother level. Say, Father God, I believe in you. I believe in your Son, Jesus, who died for me. Father God, I make today the day that I connect with you deeper. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Receive me now, in Jesus' name. So that's just the beginning of the relationship that starts with the Lord. You know, if you've already made that commitment, but now you're asking and believing for just a little bit more of what God has for you. You know, the manifestation of the kingdom of God is available for each and every one of us. It's just up for us to be able to say, this is what I want. So if that's you and you want more, I'd ask you just to take a step of faith and come on up to the altar. Let us pray with you. Let us believe God with you that this is your day for you to have all of not only what God has for you, but for you to receive more, to believe more, that the supernatural just doesn't have to be words. It can actually be an impartation, a feeling for you to be able to have and do all of what God would have for you. It's available. Remember, God is no respect to person. And if you're watching online, definitely let us know. We want to contact you. We want to give you the tools and the steps to be able to continue to walk this thing out, that the next steps are available, can be available for you. So if there's anybody in the house that wants to come on up to the altar. If there's anything else that you need prayer for, we have prayer workers that are here that are available. So grateful for an opportunity to share God's word. I'm so grateful to be able to share my brother's story. And I'm so grateful that he's at peace now. You know, this is just a vapor. If anything, just know it's just a vapor. And just do what counts and allow God to be a part of that.